So often we hear of God's people praying to receive God's power. Now the question is, why? They never witness or share their faith. God wastes nothing. He does not squander His gifts for mere enjoyment only. He has promised to supply all our needs, but there must be a need to enjoy the provision. Love is of extreme value and importance in the Christian faith. Jesus said in John 15, verse 12, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." Love among believers is a commandment. Years ago, God declared to the children of Israel, "Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The Lord Jesus admonishes us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." In Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, the Apostle Paul declares, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." The law of love that should undergird all our relationships with others has never been changed. God's people are to love even as Christ loved us. Now Jesus went on to say in verse 13, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Christ not only laid down his life for his friends, but for his enemies as well. He said in John 3:16, "For whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Whether friend or foe, the door is always open to anyone to receive Christ as Savior and Lord because of his great love that knows no bounds. In verse 14, we read, "Ye are my friends," Jesus said, "if ye do whatsoever I command you." Now, the proof of love is obedience. We are to believe the wonderful promises in the Word, but the commandments are to be obeyed. How quick we are to search the Scriptures for verses that bring comfort and help to our troubled hearts. But usually the promises found in the Word of God are conditional on obeying certain commandments. Verse 15, Jesus speaks again. He says, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." Think of it. You and I, though weak, faltering, stumbling disciples of Christ, are called His friends. The word friend here has a strong emphasis on intimacy. Christ had unburdened His heart to His disciples. He had divulged His future, the cross, the resurrection, His coming again. Such would not have been possible had His followers been mere servants. They were His friends, His loved ones, His very kin. What Christ's disciples were, you and I are also if we are in Christ. Recall the occasion when someone approached Jesus saying, "Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee." And what did Jesus answer? He answered and said unto him that told him, "Who is my mother? And who are my brethren?" And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, "Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." Christ is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Whatever our need, we can turn to our friend. Why not enter into the fullest possible enjoyment of your relationship to Jesus Christ? Take all your care to Him. Throughout the day, each day, turn to Him in prayer. Tell Him of your difficulties. Seek His leading and guidance. Many of us depend too much on human energy and ingenuity. The God of the universe wants to help us, but we forget about His power and grace, how we need to recognize our own deficiencies and His unlimited greatness. Now in verse 16, Jesus says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." The Apostle John was aware of this amazing truth. He said in 1 John 4:19, "We love him because he first loved us. We were following the paths of sin, but in his grace, God intervened and drew us to Jesus Christ. Not only were we chosen to everlasting life, but we were ordained to bring forth fruit. We have not been chosen of God merely to enjoy Christianity. We are to be fruitful. If we are not bearing fruit, we are either deceiving ourselves or we are out of the will of God. For Jesus said, 'I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain.'" An important phase of fruit bearing is to share our faith with those who need Christ. No Christian is excused from this responsibility. George Mueller said, "Use any and every opportunity which the Lord is pleased to give you. Seek to redeem the time, for you have but one life here on earth, and that is a brief life, a very brief one compared with eternity. Therefore, make good use of it. On every occasion, under all circumstances, after we have sought the Lord's blessing and are in a proper state of heart, let us drop a word for Christ here and there and everywhere." My, what words of wisdom. Remember that you are not alone. Our Lord says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." The wisdom and power necessary for fruit bearing will be given to you if you are willing to receive it. There is no need to ask for God's help if you are not witnessing for Jesus Christ. Are you a believer with a testimony, busy sharing the truth? Keep in mind, we are called to be fruit bearers for Jesus Christ. Maybe you don't know Jesus Christ. You've never asked him to be your Lord. You know about him. You go to church every Sunday. You hear about him. You sing about him. But you have never definitely received him into your life. Oh, friend, don't put this off. Take Christ into your life. Be a fruit bearer for God. Let your light shine that men may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Time is so short. You think maybe one of these days you'll settle down and you'll have plenty of time on your hands. Don't you believe it? We keep busy right on up until the end. That's why we need to take time for the important things of life. And there is nothing more important than receiving the Son of God as Savior and Lord. Jesus said, "Seek ye first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you." Some people put the all other things first and then hope someday they will turn to Christ, but that day rarely comes. That's why I ask you to heed the word of God, which says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Just simply bow your head and ask Christ to become your Savior and Lord. Turn from your sin. Tell him you're willing to turn from your sins, that you're repentant in your heart. You don't want to walk the old ways of sin. You want to walk with him. God will hear you. I hope you do it. Father, we thank you for your word. You've said it will never return void. We believe this. We have seen it working in so many lives. May it work in some today, I pray. That Jesus will be honored and that his name glorified, for I pray through him. Amen.